This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A top White House advisor warned Sunday the United States is preparing fresh sanctions against Russia over the near-fatal poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The jailed opposition leader is President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. U.S. President Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, told CNN's State of the Union Sunday another round of sanctions is being prepared. Moscow quickly pushed back and warned of a Russian response, with a foreign ministry spokesperson on social media calling out what she says are illegal actions. It comes days after Mr. Biden and Putin met in Geneva for their first summit, where the leaders sought to cool tensions in the U.S.-Russian relationship. France's far-right party topped the first round in Sunday's regional elections, two exit polls showed, in a key battleground that Marine Le Pen wants to win to boost her credibility ahead of the 2022 presidential election. The exit polls showed them winning the southern region with a narrower-than-expected margin over the center-right, who had struck an alliance with President Emmanuel Macron's party. Ethiopia's election workers took to the streets of Addis Ababa on Sunday to explain the voting process. Monday's national polls have been touted by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed as the country's first attempt at free and fair elections. But not everyone will be voting Monday. The election has been delayed in 110 out of 547 constituencies because of logistical problems and violent conflicts, such as in the northern Tigray region. No date has been set for voting in Tigray, where Ethiopia's military has been fighting the region's former governing party. This is VOA News. Libya's unity government Sunday reopened a 300-kilometer coastal highway linking the country's east and west, closed for 2 years due to fighting. Announcing the implementation of another key step in a UN-led peace process, Libya's interim prime minister says the move will help to, quote, turn a page, end quote, after a decade of conflict. The highway connects the war-torn North African country's border with Tunisia to its frontier with Egypt. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera said Sunday the assembly to draft a new constitution for the copper-producing country will hold its first session July 4th. This replaces the one inherited from the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. The rewriting of the Constitution is the result of a broad political consensus agreed to after the violent social protests that broke out at the end of 2019 over inequality in a nation known for its decades-long embrace of free market policies. Portuguese authorities have confirmed suspicions that the new Delta variant of the coronavirus is driving a spike in new cases in the Lisbon region. Portugal's National Health Institute said Sunday the highly infectious variant that was first found in India has a prevalence of 60% of new cases in the nation's capital. The recent surge in infections caused authorities last week to ban all travel in and out of Lisbon on the weekends. The measure went into effect Friday. Due to rising daily infections, Britain has taken Portugal off its green travel list, meaning that people coming from there into the UK must quarantine. Tokyo 2020 organizers threw open the doors of the Olympic Village to the media Sunday, showcasing virus upgrades, including a so-called fever clinic just over a month before the games begin. Organizers are in the home stretch before the July 23rd opening ceremony and are trying to build confidence that the mega event will be safe for athletes and the Japanese public. Sunday, they unveiled the dedicated virus clinic, which will be used to test and isolate people suspected of virus infection or considered close contacts. China Sunday announced that it had administered its 1 billionth shot in the world's biggest coronavirus inoculation drive, as Brazil's death toll from the pandemic passes 500,000. The global death toll from COVID-19 is now more than 3.8 million, and many nations are still battling outbreaks, but vaccine drives are allowing some countries to begin to remove health restrictions. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.